Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Edition of the U Up podcast, giving them to you every day during the quarantine. It's a great time to get on board with the show if you're just a new listener, because it's changing every day. Because, listen, the world is changing every day. So it's just a way to stay connected and a way for me to put something out, because without stand-up, a lot of comics are just clamoring for attention right now. And me making this daily is 100% feeding that deficit that I'm facing by not doing stand-up. But I feel like it's a better one, because instead of doing comedy for stand-up for 15 minutes every night where you have to be on, I'm on for 15 minutes, but in a more comfortable way. And it's just, it's different. I don't, it's making it so I don't miss doing stand-up at night. And I appreciate that. But, and also I do it because, listen, there are days that I don't want to do it. And then I go, you know what? I get a DM that says someone liked it and that it's helping them or whatever. And then how can I not do it? I want to save you. I want to save everyone right now mentally. One thing that I can suggest you to do, which has really helped me, is listening to the Waking Up talk. I know I talk about that. If you're a new listener, you might not know that I'm obsessed with Sam Harris, and he has an app called Waking Up that if you download it, like, teaches you how to meditate. There's a 50-day course. You just meditate 10 minutes a day. It's a great time to try it. I think, the thing about this app that's great is that it does cost like $14.99 a month. But if you just write to Sam Harris, like, it's the fine print of the app. If you just write in and say like, hey, I can't afford this right now. You don't even have to say right now. You just say, I can't afford this. Boom. They will send you a code to get a free subscription for a year. No questions asked. People keep going, it's wild. Just like you said, they got back to me right away. Free subscription. So he's just a great person who's helping a lot of people right now through this time. So I really helping me. There's this one talk on the app called Meditation in an Emergency. And it's not a meditation. It's just like he's talking to you about like the importance of meditating. So if you need something to like kind of finally give you the push to meditate, but not in a way that's going to make you feel bad if you don't, that's what I would suggest listening to. It's really, really helped me. Just think about, like, he just talks about the way we're interacting with one another right now is so permeated by this anxiety and fear and anger and loneliness and all the feelings we're feeling right now. It's like every human interaction we have is laced with this. And so we're just all not, unless you're aware of that, you're not going to be able to be kind to other people during this time. It's just going to, it's going to be a real struggle. So, but if you are aware of it, you can kind of go, okay, well, I'm having this tone with my mom right now because I am scared I'll never find love outside of this pandemic, because it's like all over. How do you even date now? Like, maybe that's what I'm upset about. And my mom says something about my sister, and then it aggravates me because I'm like, my sister's happily married. And then all of a sudden this thing that has nothing to do with, like, I'm being a bitch to my mom about a thing that she has no idea what the hell I'm sad about, but I can trace it and kind of go, okay, I'm sorry. That was not what I meant. And then instead of me not knowing what the fuck I'm even thinking and doing, and then I just think you convince yourself you're mad about the thing that you're not even mad about. And then you're kind of like, that's like the dumbest. That's when you forget what you're mad about, is when it's not something that you're actually mad about. Where you're like, I forget what we fought about, but I was pissed. And you're like, well, if it was that important, you should probably remember it a day later. So there's my little tirade about that. Today I have such a busy day. I wanted to get this podcast done early. It's not the first thing I've done today. The first thing I did today was wake up and I can't even tell you what I did, but it's not because it's like sexual. It's definitely not that. But my dog is so sweet. Marion sleeps with me every night. And she is so adorable. She just sleeps next to me. She doesn't want to like touch me, which I would fucking love. I'm always trying to get her to cuddle. And she's like, I mean, she cuddles when you hold her, but she doesn't want to sleep cuddly. And I'm like, her little body is like so, I love holding her. She's like a teddy bear that's like real. It's crazy. So anyway, she just sleeps on her little cushion next to me. And in the morning, she just patiently waits for me to wake up. She's never like, a lot of dogs like wake their owners up. She just like, I'll wake up and she'll be looking at me and she'll kind of go, like, she doesn't get excited right away. Like, oh, mama's up. She's just kind of like, are you going to go back to sleep on me? Because I know you, bitch. Because my dogs, my mom once said my dogs, she was like, Luigi, you're too depressed for Luigi. Like, he needs more. He can't get up and live his life until you're up living your life. And the thing is, when I'm at home and my parents, it's hard for me to not sleep till 11 every day. And like, what's the point of not doing that? And it just feels, I cannot get out of bed at my parents' house. I can't. I don't know if it's depression or if I'm just like fucking leaning into like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like what my body needs, but not certainly not when I'm going to bed at like fucking 1. I don't need to sleep till 11, but that's the way it's been happening. I'm not doing any hard labor. I haven't worked out in days. I was going to try to go for a run, but then I meditated and convinced myself that I should do a podcast instead because I do have a big day ahead of me and I want to feel good for it. A run would have been good too. It's just, I just don't want to. I don't want to move my body. I'm so fucking lazy right now. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Lay off me. I recorded a voiceover for Dave Matthews today. I'm the voice of Dave Matthews Band Radio and on Sirius XM. And I guess he's doing a house concert tonight and they're scrambling to, I got a bunch of urgent texts like, hey, can you please jump on the mic real quick? And he didn't say that. I said that. That is, no one says jump on the mic real quick, but hey, can you go to your dad's home office and jump on the ones and twos real quick and fucking mix up a Dave Matthews intro? That's not the way they talk. He was literally like, hey, we've got some lines for a thing tonight. Can you record it? So I did. Dave Matthews is performing a live concert from his living room, and I'm the voice telling you about it on Sirius XM channel 28 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Check it out if you have Sirius. It's tonight on the Spectrum. There's this channel on Sirius called The Spectrum. And I'm like, tonight on the Spectrum, Dave Matthews. It's like, tonight, he's a little autistic. It's Dave Matthews. On the spec, Dave Matthews is on the Spectrum. That's literally a line I had to say. So I did that. And then I meditated, did this. Later on today, I have, in 1 hour, I have a Skype check. Skype check 1, 2, Skype check with David Spade's show to see if all of my videos and stuff are working properly on this end so that then we can shoot. I'm going to be on Lights Out with David Spade tonight on Comedy Central. If you have it, watch it. It's going to be tonight. I don't know what time, but it's on Comedy Central tonight, Lights Out. They're doing like a show from home, I guess. I think, yes. So I'm going to be on that. I don't know. I kind of don't want to. I just got the topics. What am I going to be talking about today? I just got an email. Okay. Please take a moment to watch our recent Live from the Bunker panel yesterday. Take note of the blurred backgrounds, bright lighting, and simple setup for your space today. Avoid setting up like a podcast. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay. Blurred backgrounds. I don't know how to blur my background. You're supposed to come with a blurred background. I was wondering, because I watched a little clip yesterday, Whitney Cummings and someone else was on, and there were blurred background, like their kitchen was blurred. Let's check this out. What the fuck is going on here? Oh yeah, why is his background blurred? The Sklar brothers are on too. Every celebrity has a blurry kitchen. And my parents aren't celebrities, you guys. If I was in New York, I'd give you my blurry kitchen, but... So I'm going to do that. I'm wondering if I should look nice or not, you know? Like, I definitely am going to put on makeup. There's just no doubt about it. But a part of me was like, what if you didn't shower and you were just like, I'm just wearing, like, authentic quarantine wear right now. Like, just, we're real. But I want to look nice because I'm single. So, but if I, like, had a fucking husband, I really would just dress like shit tonight and just make a joke of it. Isn't that sad that like a joke that could be made is not going to be made because I'm single? But listen, you gotta look your best. There might be someone watching Lights Out with David Spade, and then, well, they are. Sometimes David Spade will text me, or he does like voice memos, but he'll tell me afterwards that like his friends are into me, and they're all people that, you know, he struck out a lot with his friend. Like, I'm just like, no, Dave, come on, Dave, what are you doing here? So looking forward to that, finding out who's into me in David Spade's circle tomorrow, maybe. But the thing is, no one's into anyone right now because it's fucking quarantine time. Like, I am not, I just meditated about it. I'm like, I'm not thinking about dating anyone. I'd like it, but I can't. Okay, we're going to be talking about Tiger King. Okay, fuck yeah. I can talk about that all night long. Man, I've only seen 3 episodes, but that show's great. A California influencer says he's in the hospital with coronavirus just days after posting a video of himself licking a toilet bowl. Okay, well, that, okay, I'm going to write jokes about that. Female urination devices, we're going to talk about those. A reporter at Yellowstone pieces out upon seeing bison approach during filming. That's probably be fun to watch. And they're giving me all these tips. Best to set up Skype on a laptop. Okay, cool. Best to be in your blurry celebrity kitchen. Got that. In New York. But okay, I got to go blur my parents' kitchen real fast so I can be on TV. God, they're like, you need to be in a place with bright lighting. It's like, my parents don't have like a fucking studio. I'm about to ask my dad to set this shot up while I get ready. And I bet you it is going to cause this severe panic in him. And he's going to be like, why did you wouldn't have told us yesterday? We could have had all my lights out. And he's going to go in the garage and like get lights that like he doesn't even have. I know I got this one light for you. That'll be great. And then he's like, if you would have told me yesterday, if you would have put good papa. Can you tell that I'm having fun at home? I actually am. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm avoiding my parents all day so I can still enjoy them at night. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. So I'm going to talk to David Spade tonight. I'm going to be on another podcast later on. What else? I have a call with Comedy Central. You guys don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. What does it matter? But I'm excited because tomorrow I get to sleep in because there's no radio. The radio show, I've had to air a repeat today because yesterday I recorded it with Ian Fidance and his mic didn't work. So we lost a whole 2 hours of radio because of technical issues, which happens. And I didn't care at all. Ian called me just devastated. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Listen, it's not your fault. It's not like you wanted that to happen. So that's all because of Sam Harris. Otherwise, I would have fucking fired Ian, even though... he is getting paid for that. So, yeah, I would have fucking fired him. I'll double back on that one. Guys, I got to go. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you're all well. I hope you're all safe. I hope you're all well slept. I hope you're all feeling good. It's so hard right now. Start meditating. It will help. I know that it seems like, shut up, Nikki, but it would only help you. I love you and talk to you tomorrow. Squirt, squirt. Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.